This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Jay has tornadoes blowing through Tornado Alley, if you will, where she is in Tennessee. Victoria is under the weather. So here we are, Jen, with a focus on our listeners. Hi to Steve Galinsky and Peter Noble and Andy Gladding, Ralph Anderson, Ricky Armstrong, Matt Cuddy. Hello, people who have gone to the DJV show Facebook page and have seen the pictures of the farm. You see the picture of the tractor every year.
I did.
Now, for the last
awesome.
4 or 5 years. We've had a tractor decorated with lights for Christmas. So it's the beginning of the official Christmas season on the farm. The folks, we have a wonderful little country store there, and the lady who runs it is such a sweetheart. She does such great things. And her husband every year takes that. There must be 1,000 lights on that. But is it, remember when the Bob Dole, what was it? 1,000 points of light? Remember that?
1,000 points of light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So we have that on the farm. So you can check it out. Officially lit up the night over the weekend. So you can see. It's actually quite a nice picture. It's sort of, I've been blessed by having some really nice pictures. When I was in Hawaii last week, some of the pictures that I sent back of sunrise and sunset, the traditional thing, but being on the bridge that Indiana Jones swayed back and forth on in one of the movies, and, you know, seeing so much stuff there. It's really the photographic memory, and I don't mean that to reference ones, you know, some people have photographic memories, but the photographs that you have in your memory, the pictures, like that picture of the tractor on the farm just at dusk with the lights on in the barn, and I think it's just a really, I look at that picture and I think to myself, I almost pinch myself that I'm lucky enough to be able to have had that farm in my family and been able to save it. It's still a labor of love.
It's a Farmall tractor, so it's the right color.
That is a Farmall. That's right. Yeah. It's a Farmall M, yes. The original tractor. When I was a kid working on the farm, those were the tractors, so I've been able to procure a number of them for fun. We actually used a couple of them on the farm for work on the farm, but then there are a couple of decorators. I put one at the end of my driveway at the house just for fun, and one at the end of the driveway at the farm. That's cool. So I guess I feel like saying Merry Christmas to people.
Yeah, it's
the
time.
It is. Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, one of the listeners who responded, Derek Buckham, says, Doug, let the Christmas countdown begin. So we're having a Christmas countdown. And as a matter of fact, as I look at the calendar and think how many days, we have like 20 days, well, that's less than 3 weeks to Christmas. You got your, everything's done, shopping, all the things you wanted to get for people?
I did a lot of wrapping yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Wrapping. Uh-huh. Do you just wrap or do you do other things? Do you have people over? Are you talking about things with folks? Are you watching television? What are you doing while you're wrapping?
Well, I watched some Hallmark movies. And I wrapped, and that's my jam. Yeah,
there are a lot of movies new, not just on Hallmark this year, but there are a ton of movies. I usually watch ION Television because I like some of the reruns of some of the shows that are there, and they are loaded up too. And you can't turn on a regular network anymore and expect to see your favorite show because it's all Christmas. Either new movies or the retreads that get played every year, that I guess are a part of Christmas, aren't they, in a sense? They all are.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We feel like we need to have that. So we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Although I must tell you, the music is getting old. The music, come on with some variety. Can we get some, we all know the songs we like to listen to, but can we get some different people singing them other than the Mariah Carey song and Jose Feliciano?
You know, I still have not heard that song.
Haven't you?
Not
I was
on
listening
the radio.
To Coast mm-hmm. when I was in Los Angeles last week, and a lot of and here I listened over the weekend to there are two Christmas stations, one in Boston, one in Worcester, and they have pretty much the same mix of the same 400 or 500 songs. But it's time to to help the audience get through the boredom of listening to the same ones. Again, the standards, do you hear what I hear? You know, those, you don't mess with those. There are probably a couple of dozen of those, but then there are the traditional Christmas songs, not carols, but songs that are upbeat and fun. You know, Winter Wonderland is an Andy Williams staple, but there are a lot of other different versions of it that are really kind of cool. So anyway, we should have maybe people suggest, that's an idea. You can go to our social media page. Jay's going to be happy about this. Twitter, Instagram at DJV Show, or Facebook.com/DJV Show. Tell us what version, what your favorite Christmas tune is, and who does the best version in your opinion. All right? Is that fair?
I like that. Yeah.
Okay, good.
What's yours?
My favorite song?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I remember as a disc jockey when I was much younger, playing the Bing Crosby, Do You Hear What I Hear version. I think I like that.
Christmas is just, anything is good on that album.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple of specials that PBS has been playing now. They've dusted off an old Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby special that they're playing, and there's a Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin special that is older than the Coos, but it's kind of, yeah, just it encapsulates who the two of them were in their friendship. Kind of fun to watch a little bit. I get tired of seeing the movies, so I don't pay much attention. I always like seeing Jimmy Stewart a little bit at Christmas time. Other than that, I want to have something new. Maybe it's the new What We'll Remember About This Christmas. I'll remember it as the first Christmas for Jasper. Miles, last night, we have our traditional Sunday night. We usually talk two or three times during the week, but he always likes to talk to me on Sunday night. So last night, he calls and has all kinds of things that he's working on, and he says, Gramps! Gramps! Like that's the way he starts the call. Gramps! Gramps! I have something very special for you. Then he gets really serious, and he takes the phone from his mother, and he flips the phone around so it's not him, it's on something in the room. And he goes just far enough, and he says, I have something very special for you for Christmas, but you can't see it. So he moves the camera just to the point where whatever it is that he's working on, I guess, and that's the end of the story.
That's cute.
It's a wonderful time of year, and can we put some of the stuff away? Although, you know, when you get right down to the bottom line here, the things that people are talking about, one of them is inflation as it applies to Christmas time, which paying for things are fewer specials by far this year because, frankly, the retail people are trying to take advantage. Well, I don't know. I guess it is advantage. People want to spend money because last year they couldn't, and the stores didn't do particularly well last year. So this year, there's there are fewer, you know, the advertising will make you think that there are big deals, and maybe there are some here and there, but for the most part, there aren't big deals like there were last year. At least that's my reconnaissance. And that's because inflation is here. We have, because of COVID, and you can thank the Chinese government again for this, the third fastest rate of inflation in the history of the records being kept. Rising prices are not the only problem. We have them here, excuse me, but they're all around the country. A lot of countries that are members of this group, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, there are 46 countries in that. They have had pretty much around the world, inflation rates have been very low over the past, 10, 15 years? What do you think? Has it been 15, maybe 20 years even?
I think my life, for the most part of it.
Right. Inflation has been 2-3 points a year. Now that COVID has taken hold, the inflation rate's going up 6% this year, looks like. Maybe, let's just take Thanksgiving as an example. Okay? Thanksgiving as an example. What you paid for your meal was 19% more this year than it was last year, on average. Sharp rise in inflation in food across the board. And that's not just here in our country, But I see stats from Argentina here and stats from the country of Turkey. Japan also has a problem. At any rate, there's just you look around and you know that you're going to be spending more money. And so maybe if there's a word to the wise that's sufficient here, it's don't go crazy and charge a lot of stuff up on your credit card that you won't be able to pay for. Or it'll cost you a lot in interest because their interest rates are still, what, 26, 27%? How much do you pay for your interest on a credit card?
For a credit card? Probably in the upper 20s, right?
Yeah. All right. For those of you who think there are a lot of problems in the world that we have to solve, radio stations are great for having. We have public service lines. Like every once in a while, either a station that's carrying this program will get a call, or I will get a call on our line here. Now, we don't use the phone much anymore. And frankly, one of the reasons that I don't use the phone much anymore is because this call that you're about to hear is too typical of the kinds of calls that we would get to the radio program.
Please supply this island with benches for old people to lie down on. We need more garbage cans and more bathrooms all over this island. That's our suggestion. Other than that, we love the show. I love your station.
That was when I was on Kauai last week. Some guy called in while I was here. Said we need more benches and more toilets. There it is.
Yes, we do.
What can we do to make life better on the island?
Start a campaign.
That's right. Exactly. Uh-huh. More benches. Actually, it is. I've talked to more people. I never really paid much attention before. I've had this radio station with these partners for, I don't know, 3-4 years. And I'd never been over to see the station. It was kind of fun. You saw my picture taken in the station at the studio with my friend Larry. And the studio is kind of, you feel like it's a real radio station. And people paying attention to radio, because there aren't a lot of, you know, this is an island in the middle of the Pacific, all the Hawaiian Islands, but it's not built up. It isn't like the main island where there's these tall skyscrapers and things. It's a very subtle, subdued island, very peaceful, quiet, and that's why people like to go there. Maybe we're spoiling it by telling too many people about it, but at any rate, kind of a neat place. 18 after, this is the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fat product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you. You're welcome. Hello, and welcome into the DJV program. How do you do? I'm Doug Steff, and Jennifer Horn and I are going through the Twitter account here, the social media, see what people, all the things that we talk about on the air, as I say often, with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and you, are things that are trending, basically. Things, sometimes we find a little stuff off the board. Here's Martha Stewart making it today, Jen. Martha is off the market. Not that we were worried, although I think some people thought she was had taken a shine to Puff Daddy. Or
was yeah, it, is they're it Puff best Dad? Friends, I think. Diddy is that Puff Diddy Daddy? It's Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Okay, him too. So, anyway, the it shows how much attention I pay to that stuff.
She's at any hot. Rate, I'm sorry. She should have a boyfriend.
Yeah, well, she's 80 years old. She's done a lot in her life. I've often thought she was quite attractive, frankly. She doesn't talk much about her romantic life, but she did apparently open up on some level with some of the people that she's been that she's had in her life. I didn't know that she had a thing with Larry King. I didn't know that. I didn't remember that at all.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What a weird combo that is.
Oh yeah, really weird. Yeah, that's not a. No, anyway. So anyway, she has. She told Andy Cohen, who's really quite a bright spot, I think. I like Andy Cohen. You like him? Do you like Andy Cohen? Yes, no,
I
maybe?
I like that show. No, I like that show a lot. That
his, but his personality is kind
yeah,
of
yeah, he's kind of warm. Fun and warm, yeah. Definitely.
Right. Anyway, so he asked her on the podcast about her romance, and she said, quote, I thought we were talking about journalism.
Nope.
And then she got to talking about her amorous adventures. She didn't really share any other details about her time with Larry King, who's been gone, well, almost a year now, but said he was one of the nicest people to ever interview her. She was married for 26 years to a guy named Andrew Stewart, and she kept his name instead of going back to her maiden name. I find this interesting. I always thought she was of Eastern European. Her maiden name is Kostra. Kostrya. Didn't she look like a Slavic? She's
yeah, kind
you know,
of.
Big and heavy, yeah. Big, broad. Yeah, and that look on her face.
I love how you talk about women. You know women love to hear big, broad, and heavy.
Well, I don't know about heavy.
I mean, I know those are good defining words for you.
No, anyway.
So it's like, I like that look, but, you know.
Right, yeah. So she talked about who she was married to. She said that she's got a relationship, but she didn't talk about her boyfriend. So for those of you who are let down because you don't know who Martha Stewart's boyfriend is, it will remain a mystery. All right, now moving on to George Clooney and his latest. He turned down, this is another one of these interviews. He was talking about all the jobs he's had and jobs that he didn't take. And one was for $35 million. How about that? He confided to the interviewer, this lady, about a $1 million payday turned down after being asked if he was content with the fortune that he's built from his career. And also, didn't he sell a wine business for like $200 million or something?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money. He said, I was offered $35 million for one day's work for an airline commercial, but I talked to my wife about it, and we decided it wasn't worth it. It was associated with a country that, although it's an ally, is questionable at times. Well, you don't have to think too hard about that.
Yeah, right. Well,
so imagine, it probably was Dubai and Emirates, right?
I would imagine.
I guess, right. But I'm offering somebody $35 million for a commercial that would take you a day to film.
It wasn't worth it.
What's out of balance there, in a manner of speaking? Yeah, it's not like you needed the money.
Good work
anyway.
If you can get it, I suppose.
It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Okay, so guess what? I'll volunteer for that. Send me the info, George, will you please? And Jennifer and I will do it for half price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Opinion host on CNN, Chris Cuomo, was suspended by the network for helping his then-governor brother dig up dirt on Andrew Cuomo's female accusers of sexual misconduct.
I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. It was a mistake.
Over the weekend, CNN fired Chris Cuomo for the same alleged misconduct of his own after an unidentified woman made a complaint against Chris. Pope Francis criticized European countries' response to migrants and asylum seekers during his visit to a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos Sunday. Human lives, real people are at stake. Let us stop this shipwreck of civilization. End quote. Severe weather will be pelting some residents across the southern United States Monday. AccuWeather forecasters say the threat of severe weather is more reminiscent of springtime than early December and will return to portions of the country, including East Texas through western Tennessee. USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Former Kansas Republican Senator Bob Dole, who overcame disabling war wounds and became the Republican presidential candidate in the late 1900s, died in his sleep Sunday. He was 98.
The Elizabeth Dole Foundation announcing Sunday morning that the former Republican U.S. Senator from Kansas and GOP presidential candidate Bob Dole died at the age of 98.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity, made sensitive by hardship, a fighter by principle, and the most optimistic man in America.
Dole was President Gerald Ford's vice presidential nominee in 1976, and 20 years later clinched the Republican nomination for the presidency, was defeated by incumbent Bill Clinton.
I've never been prouder in my life than to have been the Republican nominee for President of the United States.
Writing in his memoir, One Soldier's Story, Dole said his experiences in World War II defined his life. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
About 35,000 years ago, when the first cave paintings were appearing and the time of the Neanderthals was coming to an end, Comet Leonard was the furthest point from Earth in its orbit. Monday morning, the comet's long journey into the inner solar system will have its closest approach to Earth, and it will be possible to observe it in the night sky. Ed Krupp, an astronomer at the Griffin Observatory in Los Angeles, California, says you may see it near the horizon when looking northeast from the United States. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Improving your mental health, hopefully your mental attitude as well. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with me. Victoria's out ill, and Jay, even though she's contributing to our discussions, the social media department is not able to connect because there are tornado warnings and the power is out. Imagine, I saw something on the plane, Jennifer, last week when I was coming back from L.A. There was a weather overview of what it has been like, you know, because there's so much focus on the weather, focus on climate change and all of that sort of thing. So what really, how, and when you look back at the history, the records of weather and what has been found by drilling holes in the core of the earth as to what the weather is all about, there have been some really severe, like when I was in Hawaii last week, one of the things we were talking about was the weather. And as it happened, the day I left, there were early winter warning signs, 100-mile-an-hour winds on the top. It wasn't like it was snowing in Honolulu, but some of the mountain areas are, you know, 5, 6, 7,000.
Yeah.
I think it's one that's 13,000 feet. And so you get up there, it gets cold and windy and snowy. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the winter that we're having right now, actually not into winter until, well, we have winter.
Isn't it the 21st or 2nd?
21st is the first full day is 22nd. of winter. So it's just for Christmas. But we've had a lot of varying weather, a lot of wind and rain in the northwest, as has been the case. There's a widespread heat wave that is roasting a lot of the country, actually up into Canada as well. There are a lot of temperature records that have been shattered. So this is a warming, pattern. So it'll shorten the snow season, because already normally there would be a lot of snow in the Colorado Mountains and up in Montana.
They haven't been having much. I heard not a flake has fallen in Denver, right?
No, Yeah. And this time of year, usually there's a lot. British Columbia saw its highest temperature ever recorded during the month of December over the weekend, 72 degrees, which is 200. This is an area 250 miles east of Vancouver. That would be in Saskatchewan, I think. So that's the record for the month. If you look at the numbers specifically, temperatures across the plains, in the Rockies, central states, 35 degrees above average for this time of year. Four states, in fact, have tied or broken records with the warmest temperatures seen during the month of December. They are Washington State, Montana, Wyoming, and North Dakota. The, let's see, going back to Denver, they pick up heavy snow usually right at the beginning, about this time before winter officially starts, and then at the end they get blasted too. But there hasn't been any, as you said, measurable snowfall so far. It's going to be in the 50s here where I am on the farm today. Cloudy, a little bit of rain here and there, down into the 40s again tomorrow, the 30s on Wednesday and Thursday, back up into the 40s on Friday. It was just kind of normal for this time. I mean, I'm still doing haying on the farm, which is fairly unusual. We've done it this late, but we just keep going until the snow stops us from being able to get on the land. But at any rate, the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center says that we're going to have a milder than average winter. Lower 48 says, now that's changed Farmers' Almanac. Remember we talked about this about a month or so ago, maybe a little more than that, when the Farmers' Almanac came out for the winter, said the forecast is going to be horrible. It'll be cold and miserable and snow. Yeah. And now, no.
Do they get it off? Do they get it wrong often?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. It's about that. Well, it depends on which one you're looking at. There's the old Farmer's Almanac and there's the Farmer's Almanac. The old Farmer's Almanac, now I'm going to confuse them myself. One of them gets it wrong most of the time. One of them gets it right most of the time. But they have both suggested it would be a cold winter. And that's not jiving with the National Weather Service's prediction center, which says we're going to have milder than average conditions during the next couple of weeks. It's going to be maybe be a little cooler this coming weekend, then warm up before Christmas. Remember when you were a kid? Well, you don't, because you're in Los Angeles. I remember when I was a youngster, Christmas was awful.
Gotta have a white Christmas.
Oh my God, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Now,
I would definitely romantic to have that white Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I think as a kid, I would have killed for a white Christmas.
Right. Yeah, very cool. I remember when Miles came here for his first Christmas, he thought it was fabulous because he'd never seen snow before. Kids grow up in California, they don't see any snow. Now, back to music, if we may. I can sing. Here's the choice. All right, Jennifer. Oh, no. Ladies' choice. Either I can sing a Christmas carol to go along with the theme from the last half hour. We were talking about wanting to have more variety, newer Christmas songs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So either you can listen to me sing or the new Ed Sheeran Elton John song, which I heard yesterday for the first time. This is a new single called Merry Christmas.
Do I want Doug or Ed Sheeran? I'm going to go with Ed Sheeran.
Are you?
It's a tough one.
All right, here we go. Ed Sheeran and Elton John. New song just out called Merry Christmas. Certainly can't mistake Elton John's voice. Merry Christmas, everyone. Imagine, just think about this for a second. Here's a guy that's 78 now? I think he's 77, 78, 79, somewhere in there.
Yeah,
this guy has had such a beefy voice all his life, And when you listen to him sing here, he still has the same tone and timbre and strength to his voice. Crank it up again, Phil. Will you for a second? That's Ed Sheeran. Do you know what comes to mind of all of the... When I was a disc jockey, I played your song and some of the early Elton John songs with some regularity. But when he sat at the piano in the church at Diana's funeral, wow. Wasn't that a wowzer?
1,000%. Well, that's my favorite. That Candle in the Wind is my favorite Elton John song. I know it's kind of... silly, because there's probably other stuff that music snobs would love, but I just think that song is so beautiful. And then when he did it for her, it was like, not a fabulous. Dry eye.
Yeah, fabulous. So anyway, this sounds like a nice Christmas song. It's a hot song being played by all the AC stations, all the Christmas stations. So you'll hear a lot of that song, and it's good. It's kind of, that speaks to, and thanks to Mike for reminding me of that, it speaks to what I was saying about let's get some new Christmas pop hot Christmas
songs. Something different.
Yeah. Gas station prices.
This is a fun one.
We've talked about the price of gasoline in California. I was talking about it being about as expensive in Hawaii as it is in California. Which doesn't say much for the Californians.
Sorry, Hawaii. It
costs you $1 a gallon to get the gas over there. But there's also a question when people go, you know, you see a variety of prices. Some of them are what they call unbranded stations. And in California, I don't know, I look at the 76 stations and the ARCO stations. They're usually more expensive, if I remember correctly. There's a couple of brands anyway
that are cheaper.
way more expensive. But then there are the independent retailers who have gasoline that is oftentimes 3, 10, 15 cents cheaper. I can find it around. So the question has been asked, which gasoline is the best quality? My answer to you is there isn't any such a thing as best. There used to be. There used to be when there was a real delineation between the refineries and who owned them and where the petroleum came from. But now everything is the same. So don't kid yourself when you go to you think you're getting less quality because it is less money. No, not the case. When you go to the mobile Exxon station, especially, I never, ever, ever go into a mobile station. They don't have Exxon stations anymore because they sold them. They didn't want to compete with each other, so they sold, at least in my neck of the woods, the Gulf, which is a regional brand, bought all of the old Exxon properties. And then there's Safeway, which is what took over Amaretta Hess. And anyway, the point is, that it doesn't make any difference. The gasoline that's sold in our country meets minimum requirements set by the government for the number of the octane and what the additives are supposed to be. So there is no difference between brands. None. Zero. Whatever you put into your car's engine. What I used to say, and I'm not sure I still agree with what I used to say with regard to whether the 87 octane is the same as 89 or 91. A lot of people in my pickup truck, I have a 20-year-old Ford F-350 with a gas engine. And so when I put 81 in it, it pings when there's a load. I'm carrying something heavy. So then I sometimes put 89 in it, not often 91, but the ping goes away, with the, this extra, what's it called? There's an extra, something extra.
You're on your own. Remember. You're on your own.
Yeah, I'm on. I know I'm on my own with that one. But I'm trying to remember, you know, with all the people worried about electric cars and fuel economy and trying to save money, the additives, though, there are detergents. The refineries fill up tanks. You'll see a tank farm. And on one of the tanks, it'll have a Shell emblem. In another tank, it'll have a mobile emblem. Another tank will have a Gulf emblem, and so forth and so on. The only difference is what they put in them for additives. They do that. There's some detergents and things that help clean the engine or the system out. But the higher standards the top tier fuels that you would use in a BMW, let's say, or a Mercedes or Range Rover, something like that, that prevent carbon buildup. I don't use those. I use regular in my car, 87, and it doesn't.
I use 87 in my Lexus, and I don't.
Yeah, I do in my Range Rover, but I don't in the truck because it seems to be different. And I'm now trying to find. It isn't additives that I was looking for? It's the what the 81 and the. Somebody will send me a note. I know. Anyway, the top tier in terms of how much. There's a website called Top Tier Gas. You can find updates as to the brands and what the additives do. It's octane. That's the octane rating is the word I was looking for. 87 and 91, you know, that's the octane rating. That's what keeps the car from pinging. But according to the tier review, if you will, 76 ARCO and Citgo are the Citgo is a regional brand, City Service Gas, Getty's. That was the Getty Gas Company. Now look at all these brands, though. I have no idea. Do you know how many different brands there are in this country of gasoline? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 3, 4,
I
5, 6, 7. There are 54 different versions. You know, you think of Shell and you think of, you know, some of the other, but there's local, like Quick Trip. You know, they see some of the like in New York. They have a group of stores that have their own gasoline. But the point of the conversation, is that all the gas is the same. It's the additives that are different, and you have to see how your car reacts to it. But if you think the actual gasoline is different, you're wrong, because it isn't. Now, how about that? Little info for you to chew on. Speaking of info, the DJV download, a couple of the recent downloads. What have you done for me lately? We discuss politicians and election cycles and who's running and why it is that things work the way they do. We also have on one of the recent podcasts, Alec Baldwin's sort of a synopsis of the interview with George Stephanopoulos about the Rust movie. That's there. Also, the year of the shortage. We summarize in the podcast that's out there now what you're going to find. And how are you going to find it? And the usual rant and rave for me on China. So check it all out. The Daily DJV Podcast, the download is at djvshow.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Three half the hour now on the DJV Monday program, and the list is in. I have Tommy the K is in a jam today, so he can't do the money pit, the normal money pit report. But the money pit got me to thinking because I had seen a trending article on the plane as I ride. I'm always dangerous when I take a long plane ride because I read lots of stuff, and it always filters its way into the program. This was a list of people who are very wealthy that live in rural areas of America, smaller cities, mostly because the lower cost of living. Now, somebody that's really wealthy, why would they care? Well, a lot of people who are, you know, hometown guys like to stay in their hometown. And so I looked around at the richest families in the country, who was on the list and where they lived, et cetera, et cetera. In terms of wealth in general, the top 10 wealthiest people in the world, all men, mostly Americans, because America gives you the opportunity to do those sorts of things. And so when I look at the list of the top 10, Larry Ellison is at 10, Larry Page is at 9, Steve Ballmer is at 8, Carlos Helu, H-E-L-U, a couple of Mexicans on this list. He's one of them. Mark Zuckerberg is at 6. Amarasio Ortega, another Mexican, is at 5. Warren Buffett is 4. Bernard Arnault, I don't know who he is. Bernard Arnault, is 3. Bill Gates, his name is William Henry Gates, the third, he's 2. And Jeffrey Preston Bezos is number 1. But if you look at around the country and where these people live, the richest people, for example, the Gillum family in Alaska is the richest up there. The Shane family, the U-Haul company, worth $8.5 billion, there in Arizona. The Walton family, Arkansas, That's, you know, Sam Walton and Walmart. They're worth a collective $163 billion. The Zuckerbergs, who run Facebook, husband and wife, $74 billion. They live in California. In Colorado, the Unschwitz family owned a lot of telecommunication, media and stuff, $12 billion. They're the richest people in that state. Connecticut, the Sackler family, those are the people that cheated with the Johnson. Remember that story, that whole story about how they were being sued and they put all their money someplace else? They're no good. The Gore Textile Company in Delaware, that family's worth $8.2 billion. In Florida, it's the Peter Fly. The Peter, I don't know that family. They're in the brokerage business. That makes sense in Florida, right? All the old-timers down there who are investing. The Cox family own Cox Broadcasting. They're worth $33 billion bucks. Let's see here. In Hawaii, it's the Omidyar family. Maybe this is, I mean, I'm looking around at where most of the rich people are. And each state obviously has its rich families. But it's interesting how it changes from, like, Iowa, the richest family is only worth $3 billion, and in Kansas, the richest family is worth $103 billion. And that, you know, you look around at some, that's the Koch family, at some of these different, and in, like, North Dakota, the Tharaldson family owns a lot of motels and real estate, $900 million. That's it. The wealth is different, the way it's spread. I find it interesting. The Mars family in Virginia, the candy company, $89 billion. They're actually worth more than the Hershey family, even though Hershey sort of got the jump on Mars. Hershey was much earlier on the scene in terms of developing good candies that, you know, bear the family name. Let's see, what else have we got here that's of interest? In West Virginia, the Justice family, they're coal miners. Isn't it interesting? They're worth a couple of billion bucks. That's right, still have coal mining in Virginia. Well, a lot of estates, but one family owns the mines. Normally it's some big conglomerate that owns them. In Wisconsin, the Johnson family, the household product company, they're worth $30 billion. And let's see, North Carolina, the Goodnight family, they do, they have software and analytics, they're worth $10 billion. Anyway, I thought you'd find that to be kind of interesting as you look at what it is that, you know, this is conversation. People love to talk about people who have money. Right? Who are the top 10 billionaires? Who are the wealthiest people on earth? Who are the wealthiest people? Who is this, you know, the richest? Is wealth, and see, I always differentiate between the word wealth and the word riches. Because you can be very wealthy, you can be with a lot of money, but riches, are you rich in character? And do you have a great sense of humor? Are you rich in, you know what I'm saying, in terms of being a good human being? And there is a big difference sometimes there, depending on how much money you have.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.